Rabotai, we're on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis in Masecht Yoma, and we mentioned that there are various shitos as to what the Kohen would report when he was standing on the roof and he was notifying us whether it's time for the Shechita of the Tamid Shel Shachar. And the Braisa here on the top of Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis records various shitos going from the least amount of light on the horizon to the most amount of light on the horizon. And obviously, it's still relatively dark out. Otherwise, we didn't need a Kohen to go up there and scout it out if it's light. And that led the Gemara to a question about Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the last of the Tanoim, whose opinion is recorded in this Braisa, that the Kohen has to declare Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad Chevron. So far, so good. Because Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach is not an obvious light. You don't walk out of your house and see light. You look on the horizon, and at some point, the redness of the sun as it's climbing higher over the east is a redness that filters throughout the entire horizon of Yerushalayim. It reaches even Chevron. You and I might not see the light if you took a book and you wanted to read to the light of Heir Pnei HaMizrach. With all due respect to the drama of Heir Pnei HaMizrach, you would not be able to read it. So we needed that Kohen to evaluate that it, you know, from a high scouting point, that it was Heir Pnei HaMizrach. But then Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira adds another statement. What else does the Kohen have to report? V'yatzu kol ha... Because again, Heir Pnei HaMizrach Ad Bechevron is something that we saw in, who was it? In Masya ben Shmuel, right before Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So I don't need Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira to parrot exactly word for word what we got from Masya ben Shmuel. Yatzu kol ha'am ish ish l'malachto. That this time and this amount of light is such that all the workers go out to work. And by contractual agreement, they have to work. Day has started. So the Gemara says this doesn't make any sense because daybreak is called Hanetzach Chama. And that's something that's obvious to everyone. What Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira should be talking about is a time period before Hanetzach Chama, which can only be identified from a Mokom Gavar, from a high point. In this case, the Kohen who was sent there to scout it out. And now you're telling me it's the time when the Balei Melacha, the workers, the laborers, are already starting to labor. I mean, that's when it's clearly day. You didn't hire me to work for you at night. You hired me to work for you by day. That's going to be with Hanetzach Chama, when there's ample light. So the Gemara says, Ihachi Naga Leituva. So let's make sure we have the place. And we are 7 lines down from the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 lines down from the top. So the Gemara now raises the following objection. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, if we can only begin the process of Shechitas HaTamid, Tamid Shel Shachar, at the point where the workers are already out there working, that's daytime. Is Naga, Naga means light, Naga Leituva. There's plenty of light there. You're making it too late. Why must I postpone, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the bringing of the Karban Tamid to this late moment of daybreak. We want to go back to dawn, to Amud HaShachar. So the Gemara now reinterprets Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. He did not mean to refer to the moment of time that the umnim, that the Bali HaMelacha, are contractually obligated to begin their work, but rather Liskar Paulim Kamrina. It's a period of time in which those Balabatim who need to hire workers will go out to the market and look for workers, laborers to hire. The actual labor will begin with daybreak. We'll call it Hanetzachama. But already before daybreak, those farmers, let's say, who need to find laborers are already out there before the laborers come in to offer them a deal and hire them to work in their fields. So that's called Liskar Polim Kamrina. And that's an early period of time which is not well lit up, because again, the Balabatim want to get there earlier in anticipation of the market, you know, when the laborers show up and they're looking to make shiduchim, which balabas will get which evan, which poet. Okay. Now, at this point, the Gemara shifts its focus to a discussion about Tfilas Mincha. So we're now no longer discussing Tamid Shel Shachar, but rather Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. And the word Arbayim, which is the plural of Erev, means after midday, as soon as the sun tilts towards the west and it begins the process of setting, of sunset. Now, the Gemara in Brachos tells us that tfilos keneged tmidim tikram, or keneged karbanos tikna, which in the cases of Shacharis and Mincha, the first two tefillahs of the day, refer to the Karbanos Olah of the Tamid. Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So we don't have neither the Tamid Shel Shachar or Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. We have replacement. And that's what Chazal established as an obligation, to replace the Tamid Shel Shachar with Tefillah Shacharis. Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim with Tfilas Mincha. Now, oddly enough, I mean, if I would quiz you and ask you which of the three avos should be mentioned here, Litova, for Tfilas Mincha, which of the three avos established Tfilas Mincha, you'd all tell me Yitzchak. Oddly enough, in this Gemara, Tfilas Mincha is called Silusa de Avram. It's the prayer of Abraham. Which is strange, because Avram Avinu was Mesaken Shachris. So we'll get back to that question in just a minute. Amar HaPapa, Silusa de Avram, when is the earliest time to daven Mincha, which is Avram's prayer? Again, notwithstanding the question why it's called Avram's prayer, it should be called Yitzchak's prayer. Meshachrei Kosle. Now, if you erect a wall during the summer months and it's vertical, that's what a wall is, then when the sun reaches its zenith, midday, you will not see a shadow on either direction because of the sun going directly on top of the coast. How long does it take from noon and on until finally you'd see a shadow that's cast by this coastal, by this wall? So that's called a half hour, chatzi shah. And in a chatzi shah afternoon, when the sun continuing going from east to west, this wall will cast a shadow towards the east. Why? Because the sun, which was a half hour ago parallel to the vertical height or the top of this kosel, now it moves towards the west. And when the sun moves towards the west, its rays are now hitting this kosel from west. On the west side, you will not see a shadow. At what moment in time will you see the shadow? And that's going to be when the sun continues on its path towards the west. At that point, you'll see a shadow cast on the ground on the eastern side of that coast. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yosef Hana Me Avram Nekum V'Nigmar. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped three words. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Safat Solso De Avram Michi Meshachre Kosle. When we see the shadow that's cast as a result of the Kosle. Why? Because Tzidei Aksolim Ponim Litzad Mizrach V'Heim Me'irim. They give light from Boker till Erev, He says, Kashet Tzidei Aksolim Mashkiv Lomer, Tzidei Aksolim Ponim Litzad Mizrach, right, the sides of the Kosel are now towards the east. Me'irim Ba'Boker, fine. Uvetchila shoshvius, meaning immediately after noon, after the clock strikes 12 noon, when the sun is in the middle of the firmament, mashchirim tzidei aksolim. The sides of the kosel become dark. Machmas shemeira hachama bidyuk. Al Rosh HaKosel, Vespas Rosh HaKosel, Matzila Al Tzidov. You know, you get the impression, but I'm not sure this is right, that the Kosel might have a certain, it's not absolutely vertical, it might be bent a little towards the east, and when the sun passes on the west side, that part of the Kosel that overlaps, that bows or bends towards the east will cast the shadow on the ground. So this gives us the half hour after Chatzos to wait that half hour to daven Mincha. There's a long discussion here in the Poskim about someone who davened Mincha at Chatzos at 12 noon. Was he Yotze or was he not Yotze? Now, let me just share with you the Meiri on a slightly different note. The Meiri says that on a Doraisa level, the Torah commands us, V'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem, Ezi Avodah Shebelev, Zui Tefillah. But the Torah doesn't define any specific time period or how many tefillos you have to daven within the course of a day. All that is Derabbanan. So the breakdown of Zmanei HaTefillah into Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv is all Derabbanan. On a Doraisa level, Ezi Avodah Shebelev Zui Tefillah, it's not time bound or restricted. On a Doraisa level, we don't have Zman or Mokom as limitations in the mitzvah of Tefillah. Now come along Chachamim, Chazal, and they institute Tefillos Keneged Karbonos. Shachris Keneged Tomit Shel Shachar, Mincha Keneged Tomit Shel Ben Arbayim, Musaf Keneged Karbon Musaf, Umayriv Keneged Eivorei HaTomit, Shayu Misaklim Kol HaLayla. V'kevan, Shayu Makriven Es HaTomit Shel Ben Arbayim B'chol Yom B'shot Teishu Mechtza. That's a Gemara that we learned in Mokom Shenagu, that the Tomit was brought at Teshu Mechza, to close the day in the Beis HaMikdash, is Tiknu Sheba Oso Zman Yispalu Tfilas Mincha. Vehi Kruya Mincha Ketana. Vekeron Sheba Omim Shoyu Memarim Lahakri B'tchilas Mano B'shosh Sheshu Mechza Yochel ispal mincha kvar b'shazu v'hi kruya mincha gedola. So to daven at the earliest time for the Karban Tamid Bein Arbayim, to daven mincha at that point is called mincha gedola. Now, what happens b'di'eved if he davened mincha at Chatzos, or anywhere between Chatzos and mincha gedola, that half hour period? That's a gigantic machlokas haposka. Now at this point in the Gemara wonders, why are you using Avram's tefillah as your paradigm for the laws of mincha, laws of tefillah? I mean, Avram is on a very high level. He took advantage of the earliest possible time to daven, therefore I have to imitate him? Omar Rav Yosef, Anon Me Avram Nekum V'Nigmar? Are we going to derive conclusions in Halacha from Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu was super duper fast. Zrizim Akdimu Lemitzvus. For example, when we get to the Akedah, it's going to say Vayashkem Avram Baboker. So Avram Avinu is the personification of Zrizus. And now you're telling me that the time for Mincha should be determined by Avram Avinu? Amar Rava, Tana Gomar Me'Avram, the Tana of this Braisa derives the Zman of Tfilas Mincha from Avram. V'nan lo gamrina mine? And we're not going to derive the conclusions and apply these halachas to us? Disanya, l'chora, this din of the eighth day and the Shas Mincha is, we should derive this from Avraham Avinu. Because the eighth day of Mila, the Torah doesn't specify when during the eighth day he should circumcise his son. And yet we have a Braisa. Ubayom Ashmini Yimo Basara Losa Malamicha Kolayom Koshala Mila Elishaz Rizam Akdim Limitsis. Shenemar Vayashkem Avraham Bavoker Vayachvoshes Chamoro. We see that Avraham Avinu woke up really early to go out to be Mekayim the mitzvah and we should imitate Avraham. So Rava doesn't understand Rav Yosef's question. How could it be that Rav Yosef, the great Rav Yosef, is asking, we are not obligated to imitate Avraham Avinu and Daven Mincha at that early hour? Avraham Avinu is the teacher of Zrizim Akdim Lemitzvahs. And this is a principle that we all follow and we're required to follow. And we derive it from Avraham Avinu. So why is Rav Yosef perplexed if Tfilas Mincha and the Zman that kicks off that Tfilah is to be derived from Avraham Avinu? It seems like the most simple conclusion that we should derive. What's bothering Rav Yosef? Now the truth is that this Gemara of Rava is very difficult. Because if Rav Yosef is ignoring Zrizim Akdim Lemitzvahs, he wants, Rav Yosef is penetrating, he's trying to establish when is the Zman for Mincha. Forget about Zrizim Akdim Lemitzvahs. When is the earliest time for Mincha? And he saw that Avraham Avinu, who was very careful to fulfill a mitzvah at the earliest possible moment, he waited until the shadows on the eastern side of the wall would be noticeable. So he added an extra half hour. That itself should set up the Zman Mincha. Now, after you hit 12:30, let's I'll use that. From then on, it's Rizim Akdim Lemitzvahs. But how did you establish 12:30? And the answer is, from the fact that Avraham Avinu did not daven Mincha until 12:30. Adding a half hour, d'chi mi, michi d'meshachre kosle. Waiting for the extra half hour until the shadow would appear on the eastern wall. So again, I don't know that Rav Yosef's question should be disqualified simply because we derive the conclusion of Zrizim Akdim Lemitzvahs from Avraham Avinu. Okay, that's not what Rav Yosef's issue is. He's not addressing Zrizim Akdim Lemitzvahs. He wants to know what's the Iker Zman, the earliest time to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. And therefore, to daven Mincha. When is the earliest time for Mincha? Forget about Zrisa Makdim Lemitzvos. So if Yosef says, oh, you're going to derive from Avraham Avinu? Anon me Avraham Nekum v'nigmar? Now, it could be the following. That Rava's understanding of Rav Yosef was that Avraham Avinu takes Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvahs and he builds it into the Zman of Mincha. It's not just a separate entity called Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvahs, which applies in general straight across the board to every mitzvah. I should always try to be makdim and start the mitzvah as early as possible. But here, in this context, the Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs to implement the Tfilas Mincha, perhaps the Shechita of the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, is going to be immediate at the first moment. That's where the Ikar Chiyuv is. And that should not be derived from Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu's Nihug was not based on the Iker fundamental Zman of the mitzvah, but rather was based on Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvahs. So Rava is asking, Rav Yosef is asking, how can you derive conclusions? You know, okay, Avraham Avinu davened at a certain time period. But what motivated Avraham was Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvahs. Now you're going to take Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvahs and you're going to use it to define my chiyuv that this is the time I daven mincha, not earlier, not later. Avraham Avinu chose that early time because it's Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvahs. But therefore, if we're bound to learn and derive from Avraham Avinu exactly when the Zman of Mincha is. So Rava says, I don't get your question. If that's what you're asking of Yosef, there's a very simple answer to that question. That the Zman of Mincha we derive from Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. And that's going to be when we see the shadows of the sunlight that tip towards the east. But if you ask me, when did Avraham Avinu daven? He davened at the first opportune moment. And that we can derive from Avraham Avinu, and I'll prove it to you, because in terms of Mila, the mitzvah of Mila requires Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvahs, and that we derive from Avraham Avinu. So there's no question that we can derive the principle of Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvahs from Avraham, and apply it whenever it's applicable. Whereas Rav Yosef had understood, which doesn't make any sense to Rava, that when we deal with Zmanei Mincha, we cannot and we will not derive any conclusions from Avraham Avinu. And what Avraham Avinu did, okay, call it Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvahs, but that's not. So comes along Rav and he says, no, you're right. We're not deriving from Avraham Avinu the Iker Zman HaMincha. That we derive directly from the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. What we're going to derive from Avraham Avinu is the principle of Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvahs. And that I can prove to you from the case of Mila. So now Rav goes back to the drawing board to reinterpret Rav Yosef's question. Elam Arava Rav Yosef HaKakashal. What was bothering him was a Mishnah in Tamid Nishcha. Disnan, with regard to the Shechita of Karban Tamid on Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan. But now we're going to talk about a case where Erev Pesach overlaps with Erev Shabbos. Yischal Arvei Pesachim Lios Erev Shabbos. the 14th of Nisan falls out on Erev Shabbos. Now the Mishnah says we have to be Magdim the Karban Tamid. So that we'll have more, we'll have ample time for Tzlias HaPesach. Now normally Tzlias HaPesach is on the night of the 15th. But if the night of the 15th is Shabbos, then the halacha is that Tzlias HaPesach ain't a docha Shabbos. So therefore, we're going to have to not only bring everyone's carbon on the 14th of the afternoon, we're going to have to also roast everyone's carbon on Friday afternoon. We can't do it on Shabbos. Now, if so much activity is going on in a very short period of time, from midday until sunset on the 14th, we need to have ample time for the shechita of all the psachim, plus the roasting of each one of the psachim. If that be the case, then nishchat b'sheish u'mechtza. We should shech the Karban Pesach at the... I'm sorry, Pesach is coming later. We should shech the Karban Tamid at the earliest possible time, so that once the hour that's dedicated to the Karban Tamid, to the Ola Shalbein Arbayim, Tamid Shalbein Arbayim, once we've passed that entire hour, we want to start as early as we can in our enterprise of Pesach, which means Hakrova plus Tzliya in this case. So we're going to shech the Karban Tamid at the earliest possible time, which is Sheshu Mechza. Now, how long will it take until we complete the process of the Tamid? Karev B'Shevo Mechza. So here's where Rav Yosef asks his question. If we're learning from Avraham Avinu that we have to wait until there's a shadow on the east, is Nishrete Michi Meshachre Kosle? So it means Vitchila Shah Shvius, Dahainu Bishah Shesh Umashahu. This is Rav Yosef's question. Since we see clearly that the earliest time for Shechitas HaTamid, which is the case of the overlap of Erev Pesach with Erev Shabbos, is going to be Sheshu Mechza. So why is it that you derive the Shas HaMincha, which is Keneged Tamid Shalbein Arbayim, from Avraham Avinu's Mincha? Ella what? Avraham Avinu daven mincha because he's waiting until that shadow would appear. So if that be the case, says Rav Yosef, if you're going to derive conclusions from Avraham Avinu, then the Tamid shall bein arbayim should be shechted. Just one second. So again, what was Rav Yosef's kasha? I lost it for a second. Oh, then the time for the shechita of the Tamid shel Bein Arbayim should be mishech. Again, what's the? I don't want to twist my Michi Mishcherei Kosel, Michi Mishcherei or Mashcherei Kosel, and not Sheshu Mechza. Why does the Mishnah say that the time of the Tomei Shomei Arbayim on Erev Pesach Chalios, Erev Shabbos, is at Sheshu Mechza? Forget about Sheshu Mechza. Leave that out. It should be Mishcherei Kosle, because you're deriving conclusions from Avram. If Avram Avinu waited that extra half hour until the shadow would appear in order to daven mincha, then that same halacha of that shadow that we're waiting for should apply to Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. And we have a carte blanche to learn and derive conclusions from Avram Avinu. So why then does the Mishnah in Tamid Nishchat say that the earliest time for the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, in that case, in that scenario where we have to be Makdim to its earliest time, is Sheish Vamechza? It all depends upon the shadow that is cast by the Kosel, because that we have to derive from Avram. So the Gemara says, my Kusha, I don't understand, that's the Kasha of Yosef? Dilma Kosle Beis HaMikdash B'Sheishu Mechza Meshachre. Both the Mishnah and Rav Safra are saying the exact same thing. They're both referring to the same time period, the exact same moment. At what point will the shadow on the east appear? And that is half hour after Chatzos, Sheshu Mechza. Okay, Rabos, I see it's late. So we'll stop here. And the Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll pick it up from Umay Kushya.